Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I really do not have any... I mean, this is one of the craziest stories. So, you know how some people are a little chicken little? Sky's falling, sky's falling. Okay, that really happened in this guy's case. Florida Sheriff's Deputy, bless his heart, Fort Walton Beach. An acorn hit his patrol vehicle, and he thought somebody was shooting at him. And he immediately, shots fired, and he fired multiple times at an SUV where they had a guy handcuffed sitting in the back seat. The man was being questioned about stealing his girlfriend's car. He wasn't injured. He was taken in his custody, released without being charged. Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office released the body camera video, and they addressed the acorn for the first time. It's Deputy Jesse Hernandez. He's never going to live this down, guys. He's never going to live this down.
Did you see the video?
Oh, I saw the video. I mean, man lost his mind.
He did like a triple roll, right, when the acorn hit?
Yeah, he like rolled and like
a few times, like he was tumbling.
And he was like, shots fired, shots fired. He was like trying to evade bullets like Neo from the Matrix. Just crazy. And so he had detained the boyfriend. He was searching the car and he put him in the back of his patrol vehicle. And that's when the acorn hit the vehicle. And he thought, I guess that the guy was, he thought he had been hit. I don't know. He just lost it. And then, it was bad. It was bad. So they're reviewing it. They're looking at it and oh boy, golly, that's bad for this dude. He's never gonna live it down.
Hi, I'm Adriana, a politics major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with a Constitution Minute.
America's founders recognized an obvious fact of life. Human beings differ in terms of physical attributes and talents. Because of this, some people will be better at some things than they are at others. But they also recognized that the tall and the short among us, the swift and the slow among us, are still human beings if we are recognizable as human beings. And therefore, we are equal in terms of the rights that pertain to human beings, rights attached to human nature. Rights that come from God. The Declaration of Independence names three of the big ones: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Exercising these rights is necessary if we are to be truly free. In our own time, many influential people believe that only government can decide what our rights should be. This is dangerous. Understanding our rights and how the Constitution protects them is vital to our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
Kane sent me this. I actually looked this up because I thought this is a joke. It's true. I found the piece. It's our friend Greg Price says that the Biden DOJ. Oh, you guys are going to need to sit down for this one. I'll give you a second. It's a doozy. Y'all ready? Okay. Let's proceed. Biden's DOJ has filed a lawsuit against the state of Tennessee because the state of Tennessee made it illegal for prostitutes to knowingly spread HIV. The Biden administration says it's a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Mm-hmm. They said, quote, "The enforcement of state criminal laws that treat people differently based on HIV status alone and that are not based on actual risks of harm discriminate against people living with HIV. People living with HIV should not be subjected to a different system of justice based on outdated science and misguided assumptions. The lawsuit reflects the Justice Department's commitment to ensuring that people living with HIV are not targeted because of their disability." Wait a minute. It's spread. You can spread it. What new science says that it can't? Oh boy, here we go. What new science says that it can't be spread? If you are HIV positive and you sleep with someone who is not HIV positive and they become HIV positive and you, knowing that you had HIV, come to the conclusion that it looks like you gave them HIV because you weren't, how was it informed consent? That's the other thing that I don't get. If you're withholding information from someone that you are getting with intimately and that could cause them to suffer health-wise, that's not informed consent. It's not. You're not informed. They are not fully aware of all of the risks at hand. Now, granted, they shouldn't be doing it in the first place. If you even think or suspect this is kind of a problem with sleeping around and not being not using individual discretion. But that also is an informed consent. You're not making people who knowingly have HIV and who are affecting other people. They're not the victims here. They're victimizing other people. And you don't get to, you don't get a, oh, well, they can't victimize people, see, because they already have HIV. What kind of argument is that? That's what they're saying. No, they can't, you know, because they already have HIV. What? But Americans with Disabilities Act, if you're making someone, okay, let's use that, let's just pursue that line of thinking. If you're arguing that they contracted HIV, and I feel like that's a huge diminishment of ADA, by the way, for them to argue this. If you contracted HIV because you willingly engaged in sexual recreation or drug use or whatever, and you ended up infecting yourself, and you now consider yourself disabled, why would you go make someone else disabled or withhold information from them so that they could choose to whether or not they wanted to risk becoming disabled like you? Right? I can't believe we have to have these rudimentary conversations like this. This is so ridiculous.
Can we contrast that with how horrible a person you were if you didn't wear a mask at the grocery store?
That's a really good point.
I mean, literally, with COVID, you are a killer and a murderer for not wearing a mask. But with HIV, it's cool to infect others with it. You're protected under this Disabilities Act. What kind of BS is this?
Yeah, I mean, that is a very good point. If you didn't wear a mask, oh my gosh. People would like yell at you out in the street if you were out in the sunshine, in the warm air, and you weren't wearing a mask.
Scarlet letter.
Exactly what it was. I'm just amazed at this. So it is discrimination if prostitutes can't infect people with HIV? I'm sorry, what? I mean, I don't know which way to go here with all these arguments. This is so... I hate society. Where's Smod? Where's Smod? I miss Smod. Where's Smod at?
When does your medical status determine your protective status? Like, why is you having a disease somehow make you a protected status?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I get race, religion, all the other stuff.
That means that you, well, see, if you are an HIV positive prostitute, you can give someone HIV, but you can't, if you're not an HIV positive prostitute, you can't give someone a disease. Only specifically to HIV prostitutes. What? It's true. Oh, you're a protected class. We're just creating all kinds of protected classes, right? Aren't we? Aren't we? Yeah. Just all kinds of protected classes. Everybody's a protected class, because if everybody's a protected class, they can't be made to face consequences.
Right. I only get like 4.5 hours of sleep on average. That should make me a protected class.
How do you only get 4.5 hours of sleep?
That's just literally what happens.
You are an odd bird, man.
It's not possible. It's like I wake up.
What happens? You just can't go back to sleep?
Yeah, just can't do it.
You just lay there and
you must have gotten plenty.
4.5 hours.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
Right. So I should be a protected class, is my point.
You're a protected class.
Of all the frivolous reasons.
That means you get a pass. You can cause other people to not sleep, too.
Yes.
I mean,
being all up and awake, that wakes up other people.
So this is just wild to me. And it is, and they even tweeted it. So it's the DOJ Civil Rights Division. They actually tweeted this out. So if you didn't get the jab, you could get fired from your job. But hey, you can give somebody the HIV and it's fine. They're protected. If you didn't get the jab, you could lose your job. If you don't wear a mask, you could go to jail. But if you give someone the HIV, well, you can't, because they're HIV positive. So they're protected. That means they get a pass. I want a pass. That's like saying if you own a firearm, you get a pass for any crime you may want to commit with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same argument.
That sounds sane, doesn't it?
Did we accidentally get poisoned water? Like, what in the world? There's no way. I can't believe this is an actual... I'm going to retweet this because none of y'all can believe this. None of y'all can believe it. I got to retweet it. Kel-Tec, the sub 2K. I love me some Kel-Tec. The Sub 2K, this is the Gen 3. So this is their newest iteration of this awesome 9mm carbine. And if you are unfamiliar with it, you're going to be now. And it's just one that you got to get. It really is. The Sub 2K is, it's like gun origami, right? It's designed to be the most convenient 9mm that's out there, that's on the market. It's awesome. You could fold it in half, optics and all. And that's where they've upgraded a lot of stuff. You can literally tuck it away when you have limited space, but you can super easily deploy it just as quickly. So you can actually twist, simple twist and fold motion. It's this rotating fore-end, patent pending rotating fore-end that folds it in half with your optics. You don't have to take stuff off. But they also have an upgraded aluminum trigger, redesigned mechanics, so you get a really nice light and 5-pound pull, very precise feedback, upgraded action, and a chamber indicator, a new chamber indicator too. This is awesome. You have to check it out. Made in America, Kel-Tec family-owned values and innovation at its best. To learn more about the Sub 2K Gen 3, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Interesting. So George Soros, his fund is poised to take control of the nation's second largest chain of radio stations, 220 stations nationwide, according to court filings. Soros Fund Management has bought up $400 million of debt in Audacy, the number two U.S. radio broadcaster behind iHeartMedia. You know his son is dating Huma Abedin? I just need to say that because I still don't believe it. Anthony Weiner, I was the one who broke that story for Andrew Breitbart when he was alive, and Anthony Weiner accused me of hacking his Twitter account. So I just need to say it again. Huma Abedin is dating Alex Soros, George's son. That's so weird to me. How weird is that? Like, do those people ever get away from each other? Okay, I got more headlines for you, but we could sit here and spill tea legit all day. The House Homeland Security chair of that subcommittee, Mark Green, is set to retire. He says he wants to go out with a win after impeaching Mayorkas. I mean, he has a good point. I kind of like these cats that are like, yeah, I'm done. I don't believe in term limits because that's the voter's job. But I do like the dudes who like do it themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, all right, I appreciate that. You know, I get you. I appreciate it. Let's see here. Cosmos history made. Scientists have discovered water on asteroids for the first time. Is it going to hit Earth? That's all I care about. I just knock this rock out of the solar system because I'm done. I'm done with all the craziness. But they say that they've identified, and I don't get like super excited. It's not like they found a pond or something. But they did find molecular water on two silicate-rich asteroids, Kane, Iris and Massalia, using the instrument, some sort of telescope that they call SOFIA. And something about water. I just don't. Are there aliens? Is there water? Is there animals there I can eat? That's what I want to know. I would love to grill up a space creature. If it's not cute enough to have as a pet, yeah, and it's not like a bug, then I will totally put that on my barbecue.
Enough. Yeah, I'm curious enough.
Yeah, like, I mean, what if there's like an alien meat out there that's like has all the benefits of like, you know, fish, but it's a red meat and tastes like steak? I mean,
I think
what?
There's a Futurama episode about that.
It probably is, you know. Your meme is bad. You should feel bad. Let's see. Apes have a sense of humor just like humans. I believe that. Because they're hysterical. And there's a new study that's coming out of Germany. They published it in some journal. But they said, yeah, an international team discovered specifically four species, orangutans, chimpanzees, bonobos, and gorillas. I don't like the bonobos. They're all skanky. But they engage in playful teasing and jokes with one another. I wanted to share this with you. This is a meme that's been going around. But particularly you Gen X folks, I want you to listen to this and you realize how true this is. A millennial posted this and they said, quote, "I don't mess around with anyone over 42. They're built different. Their families had them formally trained in something by the time they were two. They had the keys to the house by age 5. They could cook full meals at 7 and were pretty much self-sufficient at 9. They left their house at dawn every summer morning and did not come back till nightfall and survived all day on water from garden hoses. And they might get a sandwich on the off chance that somebody's parents had gone grocery shopping. They spent 3/4 of their lives by themselves with a parent, maybe checking in on them twice a month. And most of them have evaded at least one kidnapping attempt. And they know 15 different ways to remove bloodstains from clothing. They are the real FA and FO people." And Kane and I were talking. We're like, oh my gosh, that is right. Because I told him, yeah, I remember a guy in a van one time. And this was when I lived in Festus, Missouri, and I was a kid. And I was out playing with some other kids in the street. And somebody was like pulled up at a stop sign and was like motioning us over. And I went and got my mom. And my mom went ham. And I'm like, I think I just evaded a kidnapping attempt. And Kane was like, I totally was almost kidnapped. I'm like, what?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened like in this creek area behind a park. And you
were
go,
almost a true crime story,
that's
man.
That's the thing. You go to the creek and you're like, you want to throw rocks in the creek. You want to see what kind of crap is in the creek. And then next thing you know, these adults come by and just start trying to be friendly. And you're like, no. So my brother takes off running.
And left you behind.
Yeah. Well, left me, but I wasn't as fast as my brother, unfortunately. But yeah, so went and got my parents really quick. By the time my dad came by, that you know, obviously these people were gone. But yeah, well, we've all evaded at least one.
And think about it, like, because I was a latchkey kid. My mom worked late, and I'd get home, and I would make myself a snack. I'd have, don't laugh at me, my favorite snack to have after school was a cheese and mustard sandwich. The stronger the mustard, the better the sandwich.
Good.
It's just delicious. Cheddar cheese, good cheddar cheese, some good old Wonder Bread. And you slap you some good old strong mustard on there. It's delicious.
Cheese and mayonnaise, too. Cheese and mayonnaise sandwich.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with you. Yeah. Anyway, so I'd have my cheese and mustard sandwich, and I'd be doing my homework, and I'd have cartoons on. I was like 12 years old. I mean, yeah. And then my mom would get home maybe like 6 o'clock, and I would like help. I'd thaw out meat or something like that and help get stuff ready for dinner. But in the summer, that's right. Like, we would leave in the morning when it was still relatively cool. And we did not come back until, we didn't have streetlights where I live, but, you know, when you couldn't, you know, see very well because it was so dark, you had to come home. And I mean, that's actually not, I remember being at a friend's house and the mom would come in with grocery bags and I'd be like, yes, ice cream, sandwiches and regular sandwiches. Yeah. I mean, that was how it was, right? That's how it was. And your bike got you everywhere. I mean, that's how you knew where all your friends were. Like, where, if you couldn't get a hold of somebody, you would just bike around, you know, ride your bike, and then everybody's bikes would be in somebody's front yard, and that's where you knew where your crew was. That was it, man. That was it. And they're right. I mean, we were really self-sufficient.
Yeah. Some of that is reflected, you know, in Stranger Things, like in the 80s, where how those kids were out playing with each other and just never usually at home.
Yeah.
I mean, that literally was how it was.
And you know how it's always those, I think, whenever they have like kids are solving something or kids are, it always seems to revolve around like 80s, 90s kids. Cause I feel like some of the kids today would be like, I'm offended. Oh my gosh. They, them, they had, we got to talk Rolling Stone. I don't know if you saw this. You didn't cause you have a life. Kristen Stewart, that chick who was in Twilight. She's like semi cross-eyed and like always, you know, like, what? She just has like this whole horrible non-acting vibe. And she was like, I want to do the gayest thing ever. And I'm like, you made Twilight already. I don't think it can get gayer than that. But she posed on the cover of Rolling Stone with a jock strap. And then Rolling Stone is now like, conservatives are so mad. And it's like, no one's mad. We're literally making fun of you. It's just cringe, you dumb cows. That's all it is. It's just cringe. We're making fun of you. No one's mad. No one cares because it's not. How is this like even remotely edgy anymore? When people try too hard to be edgy, it's so cringe. Stop it. Have some, you know, just a little bit of self-awareness. Good grief.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.